Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance. They kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears pink smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the Beach House. Grace removes a chicken breast from the microwave. She takes a napkin from a drawer.
Hi!
What are you doing here?
Can a doting daughter drop by unannounced to get bonkers with her beautiful mother?
You're feeling guilty for not giving me a job.
Yes, I am. Drink up.
Given the kind of guilt you must be feeling, that should be a better bottle of wine.
I'm pretty sure it's the thought that counts. Jeez, Mom. Sad chicken?
What? It's healthy.
It's microwave dinner for one at 4:30. It's an edible suicide note.
Grace brings glasses.
Come on, it's Saturday night. You should be out having fun.
Why aren't you out having fun?
I'm here with my mother. Yay, fun! Do you know what you need?
Hmm?
A boyfriend.
I send that entire sentence back to you.
Mom, I know you. You're happy when someone's taking care of you, and you have someone to take care of. You know, being a part of a couple, going on dates, subverting your needs.
All the things that you can't stand.
Yes. Mm. What about Mr. Bradley?
Our old neighbor?
Yeah, where is he?
Last I heard, he's in a wheelchair, minus both his feet.
Okay, so not Mr. Bradley, but there has to be someone out there for you.
I don't know.
That's because you haven't met them yet.
Maybe I should just accept the fact that I'm gonna be alone.
Oh, right, alone. Just act like I don't exist. Oh, right, you already do.
I don't mean alone, alone. I meant alone without a man. Not alone with you. I like you.
I struggle to believe you.
I do too.
Where were you, in a bunker in the 60s? That's where the rest of us discovered you don't need a man to define yourself.
Bree gets her iPad.
No, you don't. But you might like this one.
You're serious? A dating site? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, he's handsome.
And a doctor.
A doctor of what? Desperation?
Can that happen in your meditation room, please? With the doors open?
What I'm hearing is stay where you are with the doors closed.
Look at Foxy, Dr. Paul.
Oh, God. I don't see myself doing that.
Why not? Mom, I do it. I mean, I met some pretty passable guys. One of them had a micropenis, but the rest were absolutely normal.
Yeah, and yet here you are getting bonkers with your mother on Saturday night.
By choice.
Well, I choose not to be murdered by a stranger that I met online. I choose life.
Dr. Paul is not a murderer. His hobbies include cutting fruit. Wait, now that, really? No, that was a joke. Ha, he's funny. Make yourself a profile and you can find out more about him without ever leaving your house. Or you could just spend the rest of your life here with Frankie.
Man, my bra is tight.
She looks down her Ramones shirt.
Crap, I'm not wearing one.
I'll use my laptop.
Great. There's a few things on my iPad you probably shouldn't see anyway. Not porn.
Grace sits on the pale blue sofa and opens her map. Bree and Frankie lie on pillows and pass a joint.
So why are you hanging out here on a Saturday night?
Why is everybody asking me that? Maybe I go out on Tuesdays.
When I was your age, I had two little kids.
Horrible.
And a Buick station wagon.
You know, the first time I threw up, not in my own house, was in the way, way back of that car.
Oh, that was a big moment. I'm so glad my car was there for you.
Grace fills in her profile. Username, gracefully. Age, 70. Hometown, La Jolla. Three words I use to describe myself. Intelligent, in shape, fun. Bree spins in a hanging chair. Grace deletes fun.
I'm gonna try the chair.
It's great.
The two get up. Bree spins Frankie.
I don't ever want to get married.
I'm currently advising against it.
I want a man who's there when I want him and gone when I don't and is affectionate, not too much, and has great hair and good hygiene.
You are describing a dog.
I am?
Yes.
Huh. Oprah has a dog. Oprah has a bunch of dogs.
I will give you $20 if you get a dog and name it Oprah Winfrey.
They fall on the pillows. The hanging chair falls.
No!
Grace looks their way.
Will you two not destroy my house, please?
I'm sorry, I thought we were destroying mine.
You guys having issues? I mean, more than usual?
The short answer is yes. The long answer, I'll hash out when I write a strongly worded letter to myself. How did you survive her?
This helped. If you look past the icy exterior and the layers of walls, there's actually an amazing woman in there. Still terrifying, but amazing. Do you want to see a cool video?
Yeah.
Bree gets out her phone.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Oh, the phone's not on.
Bree puts it away and takes the joint from Frankie.
I know what I put here.
Grace adds, cultured.
Was Larry's funeral really horrible?
Wasn't great for Larry. Wasn't fabulous for me either.
Was she okay?
Don't know. She's not exactly a big sharer.
No shit.
I'll tell you this, your Aunt Lydia is no friend of hers.
Lydia's a total bitch.
Uh-oh, offensive word.
Cunt?
That's the word.
You've been a way better friend to my mom than Lydia has.
Tell her that. No, not right now.
I'm gonna check on her progress. I feel like I would have slept with two guys by now.
Bree bumps a floor lamp.
Excuse me.
She slides over the back of the sofa and sits by Grace.
Find a boyfriend yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm already married and divorcing again. Were you two talking about me?
No. A little bit. No.
Because I said something the other day, and she may have overheard, but I'm not sure.
She didn't mention anything. Oh, I like that picture of you.
I look so square.
Yes. No, you can't say you're 70, though. Say that you're 64.
But I am 70. I don't want to lie.
But you don't look 70. You look 64. It's actually more honest to say that you're 64.
Okay.
You didn't answer biggest turn on in a man.
But he's not gay.
Grace shoots Bree a look.
You know what? Write down open-mindedness for biggest turn-on in a man. Guys love that.
Is that something perverted?
What? Crazy? No. No.
Okay.
Grace adds open-mindedness and clicks next page. Almost done. Back. Send.
What are you doing? You're done. Press send.
If I press that button, everybody in the world who looks at this site is going to know I'm a desperate loser.
Yes, but Mom, they're all desperate losers too, so.
I don't like any of my answers.
Frankie looks over her shoulder.
Yeah, they suck. Cultured? You sound like yogurt.
Mom?
I am not taking you two for frozen yogurt.
I will drive. I will drive.
You're high. You're not driving my daughter anywhere.
You can barely drive when you're not high.
No, my reflexes are sharper when I'm high.
She throws her keys, reaches, and misses.
I get your point.
Come on.
No,
you're
what
done.
Are you doing?
You're done.
It's my computer.
Mom, please press send so you can wink at Dr. Paul, and then we can go out and get delicious, delicious frozen yogurt.
I know what I want. No, no, wait. I know what I want.
Get in the car.
Yes.
Frankie struggles with the lever.
What am I doing wrong? It's side to side, right? You're out of cookies and cream.
You're out of your mind.
Grace depresses the lever. Yogurt oozes out.
You're good at this. You should work here. You should work here.
Can we please go? This place smells like a breast.
The yogurt slows. Frankie puts her head under the spigot. Bree tastes a sample.
I still can't decide. Can I try the uber fudgy brownie batter again?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Brian, I'm Brianna. That's the same name, but without the na.
Oh, cool. What's your last name?
Here, I'm done. I'm here. Oh, let me pay because I've got a sack full of quarters I have to use up and they close my favorite coin star.
Hurry up.
$1, $2.
Come on, we have to go.
Grace slips on yogurt, looking up.
Honey, you're on the floor.
Mom, are you all right? Okay, don't move.
We really should call an ambulance.
What's wrong with you people? Back up.
Blocking in and out.
Sorry, you guys are blocking a fire exit, and my manager Heather's gonna freak out.
We should call an ambulance.
What the hell, Brian? Did you even call 911?
She says she's fine.
Does she look fucking fine?
Stop, just call them.
Hi, an old lady fell.
Don't move.
In the emergency room.
The doctor's reviewing your x-rays. He'll be right with you.
Yeah, you said that an hour ago.
She means thank you.
I'm gonna go call Mallory.
No. Don't call Mallory. She'll make it a thing. This is not a thing.
Okay, then I'm gonna go get some ice.
I don't need ice.
Then I'm just gonna leave for a minute because I have to.
Grace reaches for a cup.
Don't move.
I want some water.
You can't have any water.
Why not?
In case you need surgery.
What would I need surgery for?
If, for example, you broke your hip.
Stop catastrophizing. I did not break my hip.
You broke your hip. Hi. Dr. Paul Mason.
The man on the dating site.
Oh.
She broke her hip.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That means you have to operate? I mean, like all the opium stories you always hear with the surgery and the PT and the pneumonia and sexual assault, and it all ends. You know how it ends. Dead.
You're gonna end up dead.
Let's not worry about all that stuff right now. What we want to worry about is tissue necrosis, which is why I'm recommending surgery. Now, once we get in there, we can decide if you're going to need a pin or a rod or maybe even a new joint. I doubt that we'll come to that, but if we do, do you have a preference on titanium or plastic?
Open-mindedness.
Did she hit her head when she fell?
I don't think so.
No, I did not hit my head. I'm sorry. Is surgery absolutely necessary? I don't want to have surgery. I've never had surgery.
Not ever? Not in the upper regions of your body, like, say, up around here?
Frankie circles her face.
Like there, maybe?
No.
Are you on any drugs at the moment?
I am not, but she is.
She takes Beneva for osteoporosis, Celebrex for arthritis, a generic diazepam for I don't know what, plus half a Sonata, Lunesta, or Ambien to help her fall asleep at night.
What, are you writing a book about me? How do you know all that?
Oh, I don't know. I tend to notice a person when I live with her.
I can't make out your date of birth here.
I'm 64.
She's 70.
Once you hit 70, the rate of complications triple after a hip event. Also the chance of choking on a donut, but we'll worry about that later. When's the last time you had something to eat?
Oh, God.
She had some chicken at 5 and a glass of wine.
Two glasses of wine.
All right, you sit tight.
An orderly wheels an older man in a sling past them.
I have to have surgery on my hip. That monster Heather at that frozen yogurt place was right. I am an old lady.
I feel so awful about all this.
Well, that's appropriate. I said I didn't want ice.
Blackout.
Wake up, Grace. Wake up. There you are. Dr. Paul wants you to suck on this. You have to suck on the inhalation nozzle and move the balls. Don't worry, I made a sex joke about that. And he laughed. Yes, very nice laugh. Okay, here you go. Into your mouth. Come on. Suck the one ball. Great. Now suck the other ball. Come on, two balls. Ah, now suck the third ball. Pull, pull. You'll do better next time, but that was good.
What time is the surgery?
It's already happened. Don't you remember? Mallory dropped by. Dr. Paul wants you up and walking.
Frankie points to a walker.
With that? No. No.
Grace! Grace!
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't. Oh, my God, Grace, are you okay? Are you in pain? What can I do? Can I get you some pudding or Jell-O?
You can leave. Why are you even here?
Brianna called me. She said you were... You don't look like you're dying.
So you own a lot of smart pantsuits. What you don't own is flowy broken hip clothing, so I dumped Frankie's entire closet into this.
You told him I was dying.
She said that you were dying.
That is my concern.
I am not dying.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, you're worried about me.
Of course I was worried about you. Saul's worried about you, too.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's afraid of hospitals. I left him in the car. He's afraid of getting sick in hospitals. He actually really loves hospitals.
That's a funny really? Buds like that.
That's true. You know, I have that same feeling sometimes. I'm not always afraid of the hospitals, but the diseases that are running rampant in hospitals. You never know
dangerous.
These days.
Right.
You know what you can do to help? You can all leave.
Daddy, can you buy me some food that doesn't smell like decay?
Of course I will. I'll get you some pudding. That's it. Keep it up. You're doing great. Now you say it. I'm doing great.
I'll tell you what I'm doing great at is keeping my hands off your throat.
One more hallway and we're gonna rest. Two more hallways, I'll give you a face massage.
Three more hallways and you'll let me have the beach house.
Oh, look at you all wisecracking. You must be feeling better.
Grace enters her room.
Cheater.
Dr. Mason's on his way.
Why would Dr. Mason be on his way?
Maybe he has a crush on you. Or maybe because I called him.
What? Why?
You forgot Mallory came by to visit.
I was on drugs. You should know what that's like.
Wait a minute.
Stop touching me.
No, I'm just trying to...
What, help? You're not helping. Helping would be not calling Dr. Mason. Or not getting high and dragging me to frozen yogurt in the first place.
It was an accident.
Yes, an accident I blame you for.
I'm here, aren't I? You want to be in this hospital alone because they will kill you.
Either they will or you will.
Oh, you can be a real asshole sometimes, you know that?
Well, you're an idiot. You want to know why your son has drug problems? Look in the mirror.
Go fuck yourself.
I can't, Frankie. I broke my hip.
Evening. Grace picks up the inhalation device.
Hi, Dr. Paul.
It's Dr. Mason. My first name is Paul.
Oh, sorry.
Where's your friend?
She left.
Yeah, you got this upside. There you go.
There it is.
But before you get back to it, can you count backwards from 10 for me?
10, 11, 12.
Backwards from 10. Oh.
10, 11. No, that's not. Wait.
He crosses his arms.
10. Oh, sorry. 10.
I'm concerned that you hit your head when you fell after all. To rule out any brain trauma, I'd like to do an MRI.
No, no, I can't have an MRI.
There's absolutely no radiation.
Well, you can radiate the hell out of me, but I can't get into the tube. No, I can't, please, Dr. Paul. No, Dr. Mason.
Would you like me to get you some Ativan?
I'd like you to give me all the Ativan.
An orderly brings a wheelchair.
No, I can't have an MRI. No, I can't do it. I can't, no!
Grace lies on the MRI table.
Squeeze the ball in your left hand if you have any problems inside. Wait till you're inside.
God!
Ma'am, I know you're upset, but I need you to stay calm or the images will be blurry and we'll have to start all over again.
I can't.
The first round will start in 30 seconds and it'll last 5.5 minutes.
Wait!
Oh, no, Grace!
Ma'am, you can't be in there.
Patient's Bill of Rights. They told me about the MRI as soon as I got back to your room. I know how claustrophobic you are.
Where did you go?
I went to the cafeteria to get pudding. Oh, my God, everyone was talking about it.
I thought you left me.
No, why would I do that? You're so much fun.
What I said about Coyote, I was way out of line.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't want to die.
You're not going to die.
I don't want to be alone.
I'm here.
Grace stretches out her hand. Frankie reaches in the tube.
Grace!
In the yogurt shop, Frankie grabs Grace's arm with both hands.
You okay?
Grace hugs Frankie tightly.
I almost died.
You almost fell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I buy your yogurt?
I already paid. Come on, bring your big treat.
Frankie hands Grace a tiny sample cup. Frankie sits at one of the shop's small tables.
Oh.
Grace joins her.
Listen, at Larry's funeral, I said something about being stuck with you. I don't even know if you heard me, but...
Oh, I heard you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did. But you know what's worse than what you said? How you treat me. It's like I'm just some annoyance you're forced to put up with. But guess what? I'm the other person that all this happened to. I'm just like you, but with a better personality.
Well, certainly bigger.
See, why can't you appreciate me? I appreciate you.
You do?
Duh. I wouldn't have even gone to that funeral if it weren't for you. And that would have been wrong of me. I would be apologizing to Larry's spirit for the rest of my days. Like it or not, you're my friend.
I like it.
Then make me feel it. I don't want to face this crappy part of my life alone.
Oh, your cookies and cream have melted. You don't like melty frozen yogurt.
I felt that. But you still owe me $5.16 for the yogurt.
Not case.
Grace slurps her sample.
Jesus, Brian, how many people have to bite it before you mop the floor?
Sorry.
He hurries past Bree, who holds her cup by the toppings bar.
Brian, you have wet nuts.
At the beach house, Grace checks her profile page. She presses send.
Brian just friended me on Facebook. It's kind of creepy. It must have taken a lot of work for him to find me. That's nice.
Yeah.
My life is a lot of sad chicken, too. Good night, Mom. I'm staying here tonight. I'm too stoned to drive home.
Good night, Brianna.
Be nice to her.
Bree mouths to Grace.
Good night, Frankie.
Night, honey. Life is short, Frankie. You know what we need? We need a girls' night. Just us girls. We can have drinks and tapas and just talk.
I'm never getting a hearing aid. I think I'm better off missing most of what you say.
Frankie gets up and walks away. Grace shakes her head. She opens her laptop. Dr. Mason's profile pops up. She blocks it.
You never gave me that Ativan.
Cut to black.
I listen to the wind of my soul.
Up next, the earthquake. Sol takes care of Frankie after she has an earthquake freakout. While Grace goes on her first date, Coyote pays Mallory a surprise visit.
I sat upon the setting sun.